Yeah. A lot of kicking in the Wachobies.
And now, Turnbuckle Trash gives you the genesis.
Kicking in the Wachobies.
Oh, my, my. I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicle.
Just got him in the ding-ding.
Now.
Wachobies. Yeah. A lot of kicking in the Wachobies.
Yeah, the Wachobies. And then, after Cody kind of catches his breath, he reaches out and kicks him in the, Christopher Daniels in his Wachobie. I like that word.
Got him in the ding-ding!
Where'd you come up with that name, man?
My mom made me find a different word, and then one day I got hit in the Wachobies, and my mom's like, what's your problem? And I'm like, I got hit, and I was going to say, you know, describe the area, but instead of saying describing the area, I said Wachobies, and my mom didn't get mad at me, so that's the word I've always stuck with ever since.
I like it.
Speaking of Great Balls of Fire, I was spending a lonely night at the arena and was quite depressed and just bored and blah. So I went on YouTube and started watching videos of all sorts of themes, interviews, sports games, you name it. Then I ran into a 16-minute video of 600 Great Balls of Fire nutshots.
Ooh.
And I never laughed so hard in my life.
The only reason you guys laugh at that is because they know how bad it hurts.
If you ever feel beaten and just depressed, I want you to Google or YouTube 600 Great Balls of Fire shots, and you will feel reprieved, happy, motivated to go at life like you never have before.
And singing soprano.
And, what?
And singing soprano.
Yes. So,
then, with all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
All the belt shots should be left to YouTubers who are just doing stupid things, not the professional wrestlers.
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
Leave that to the stupid idiots on YouTube.
You stupid idiots!
And I kept on, every time I see Enzo, and the last couple of weeks, he's been kicking people in the
Wachobies.
Wachobies. And it just reminds me so much of King of the Hill and Bobby Hill when he was kicking everybody in their Wachobies. So I've renamed Enzo Amore to Enzo Amore, a.k.a. Bobby Hill.
You want to tell your parents how you won your fight?
You mean before or after I kicked him in the testicle?
My name is Enzo Amore!
You didn't kick another person in the groin, did you?
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud!
Playing kickball today?
Why? You up for a game?
Bottle boom! Realest guy in the room! How you doing?
I don't know you!
And you can't teach that!
Are you gonna kick me in the crown jewels?
Am I gonna do it? Yes. When am I gonna do it? Don't know. Could be tomorrow. Now!
Yeah. I don't know. He's now a heel on 205 Live. He's the Cruiserweight Champion. And honestly, he's saving that program.
Oh,
their
yeah.
ratings have gone up by a third.
Sure.
With Enzo there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Melissa does her best Enzo Amore impression. She does her best Bobby Hill impression. She kicks that dude right in his mothballs. Yes, Marty the Moth got kicked right in his mothballs, or as Juice likes to call them,
kicking in the Wachobies.
Did you notice that Kevin also hit Shane in his
Wachobies.
And then he took Shane and ran him into the ring door in his Wachobies. And I told you it was coming back.
He just got him in the ding-ding!
You should have never told me that story. I love that name. He ran him into his Wachobies. There were a couple of run-ins by Laura Van Ness, who hit Grado right in the
Wachobies.
In the Wachobies.
In the Maracas.
In the Maracas. The Wachobies. Also, because Grado didn't marry her, Rosemary comes in. I told you, you have to be watching Impact to understand this. Rosemary comes in, and she interferes. But
you didn't marry Rosemary.
It's a convoluted mess sometimes. It's storyline. But Abyss did finally win. How this is going to affect Grado and his work visa still remains to be told. But there was another Wachobi shot in the game. Are you ready? I'm just reading
whether
what this says.
Whether I'm ready or not, you're going to tell me anyways.
Just tell me what happened here.
You got kicked in the grapefruit.
There's a part on
this episode is
on Saturday night at UCW. There was
don't tell me.
There was a Wachobi shot.
No,
Wachobi shot. Yes, and
is he
Zane,
okay?
Yeah. Then Zane stands up and he says, "You don't know me. That's my purse." No, straight from the King of the Hill. I thought I was going to die laughing, and then I started going, "That's my purse," and people were looking at us. Oh, it was fun.
Did Zane trash talk at events by
chance? Oh, man, he was on one. He was on one.
Gotta go listen
to him. It was great. It was great.
I should take him to a high school basketball game and let him just rip on kids.
They brought it tonight. Very physical, lots of
Bliss
ring psychology.
Impressive.
It was awesome.
Yeah, Bliss was very, very impressive.
I'm gonna tell on you, Juice.
Go ahead.
There was a spot in there where something happened and there was kind of like a
groin shot.
And
yeah.
You said, "Oh, it's glad they don't have Wachobis."
Yeah.
Yeah. No
well,
Wachobis.
The way she
there.
Landed.
Woo.
I mean, yeah. A guy would have been crying. I don't care who it is.
Or singing like Michael Jackson. Oh, that was Nakamura. I'm sorry.
Or both.
Yeah. Then, this is where I'm going to ask you to chime in. Jay Lethal beats Marty Scurll, the villain. Now, the whole thing before this, the setup to this, was Marty Scurll, the villain, was wanting to bring out the bad guy, the villain in Jay Lethal, because he used to be a heel.
Sure.
Jay kept on saying, no, he wouldn't do that. But guess how Jay Lethal won the match?
Pure guess. But I'm going to go Wachobis.
Yes, he kicked him right in
the Wachobis.
And then got the lethal injection for the win. Ooh. It makes you kind of cringe. Just a little bit. If you don't know what the Wachobis are, just think about it.
No, don't think too much about it.